Yashodanandana Vrajajanarandana Yashodanandana Vrajajanarandana Yamunachiravanachari Jamuna Chira Vanachari Jaya Radhi Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Bhakti Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Hey, Bhakti Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Jamunachira Vanachari Jamuna Chira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Gaura Hare Bol Hare Bol Hare Bol Nitai Gaura Hare Bol Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Harinam Sankirtana Yagya Ki Shishi Kishore Kishore Ki Shishi Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Ki Shishi Gaura Nitai Ki Gaura Premanande Samaveda Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Shishi Guru Guru Nitai Shishi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today, which is Friday, and which is the 23rd of May 2014, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 4, the Hamsa Guhya prayers offered by Prajapati Daksha. And today is, there is a shloka number 30. Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai Yad yo yata kurute kariyate cha Yad yo yata kurute kariyate cha Paravaresham paramam prakprasiddham Paravaresham paramam prakprasiddham Tad brahma tad hetur ananyate kam Tad brahma tad dhetur ananyad ekam Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai Yad yo yata kurute karyate cha Paravaresham paramam prakprasiddham Tad brahma tad dhetur ananyad ekam. Please. Please don't be shy. Please read, chant. Can't see. Okay. Yasmin, in whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the Supreme Place of Repose, Yata, from whom everything emanates, Yena, by whom everything is enacted. cha, also, yasya, to whom everything belongs, yasmai, to whom everything is offered, yat, which, yaha, who, yata, as, kurute, executes, karyate, is performed, cha, also, para avarisham, of both in the material and spiritual existence, paramam, the supreme, prak, the origin, prasiddham, well known to everyone, tat, that, brahma, the supreme Brahman, tadhetu, the cause of all causes, ananyat, having no other cause, ekam, one without a second. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Brahman, Krishna, is the ultimate resting place and source of everything. Everything is done by Him, everything belongs to Him, and everything is offered to Him. He is the ultimate objective, and whether acting or causing others to act, He is the ultimate doer. There are many causes, high and low, but since He is the cause of all causes, He is well known as the Supreme Brahman who existed before all activities. He is one without a second and has no other cause. I therefore offer my respects unto Him. Therefore I offer my respects unto Him. Srila Prabhupada gives us the purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the original cause as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Even this material world, which is conducted under the modes of material nature, is caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who therefore also has an intimate relationship with the material world. In the material world, we are not a part of His body, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Cause, would be incomplete. Therefore, we hear Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. If one knows that Vasudeva is the original cause of all causes, he becomes a perfect Mahatma. The Brahma Samhita 5.1 declares Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachitananda Vigraha Anadira Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for He is the prime cause of all causes. The Supreme Brahman, Tad Brahma, is the cause of all causes, but He has no cause Himself. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Govinda Krishna is the original cause of all causes, but He has no cause for His appearance as Govinda. So Govinda expands in multifarious forms, but nevertheless they are one. As confirmed by Madhvacharya, Ananya Sidrisha Bhavad Ekor Padyabhedatah. Krishna has no cause nor any equal, and He is one because His various forms as Svamsha and Vibhinamsha are different, are non-different from Himself. Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai yad yo yata kurte karyati cha paravaresham paramam prasiddham tad brahma tad dituran anyad ekam.
the Supreme Brahman, Krishna, is the ultimate resting place and source of everything. Everything is done by Him. Everything belongs to Him. And everything is offered to Him. He is the ultimate objective. And whether acting or causing others to act, He is the ultimate doer. Therefore, there are many causes, high and low, but since He is the cause of all causes, He is well known as the Supreme Brahman, who existed before all activities. He is one without a second, and has no other cause. I therefore offer my respects unto Him. Dear Vaishnavas of Chicago Temple, please accept my humble obeisances when Chakalp Turbyascha, Kripa Sindhubyavacha, Patitanam Pupanyabhi Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namaha. I'm so pleased to be again, find my shelter under the lotus feet of Sri Kishore Kishori, Sri Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra, Sri Sri Gauranitai, and all the assembled Vaishnava devotees. Because it's a great pleasure, by the mercy of the Lord, of Guru and Gauranga, to find myself again in this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful golden temple. But the real gold, the real value, is enclosed in the hearts of the Vaishnavas. Because those walls, whom they could serve if there would be no one here. Even if the walls would be bedecked with diamonds, pearls, most valuable jewels, gold, if there would be empty here, no persons, no Vaishnavas, no devotees performing Sankirtan Yagya, what's the value of all that? So as we see here from the purport of Srila Prabhupada, if the material world we are not a part of His body, this world would be incomplete or valueless. So only because that we see that from Bhagavatam, early cantos, where Lord Brahma explains the first steps on the contemplation on the Supreme Personality of God through the Viratrupa, universal form. Mountains are the bones of the Lord. The trees and grass are the hairs on His body. The moon and sun are the eyes of the universal form of the Lord. So then we see that this material world would like pradhan, unrevealed. Because pradhan, the state of material energy, pradhan, is useless. It has no form, it has no shape, it has no color, smell, nothing. But only because Lord, Supreme Lord, casts His glance onto the material energy, it becomes revealed. It becomes revealed and taking, revealing the form, revealing the color, smell, fracture. Everything. So we see that same thing, that the building, there are so many buildings all over the world. There are so many buildings in Chicago. There are so many buildings in this block, in this area. but only the building which serves the purpose. The place for performing the sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord. And same thing, a devotee. You can say that a body of a devotee is also like a body of the Lord, because devotee is marking his body with the marks of the temple, of the building, of the residence of the Lord. So putting tilak, a Vaishnava is conscious about the Supreme Lord residing in his heart. So also a devotee makes a good use of his body serving the Lord. Same thing as this building, which you could recognize from different particular signs that this building is serving the purpose, serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we see here, Prajapati Daksha is offering those prayers, Hamsa Gugya, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Just to please him. So we can see that on one hand, how is it easy to please the Lord? Just say something to him. Huh? But we see that 7 billion people on this planet, every day, they say a lot of things. Thousands and thousands and maybe tens of thousands of words every day. And does that, those words please the Lord? Rather opposite, most probably, yeah? Displease. Because all the talk is around. Can you hear now in the background? Birds chirping. So, what they are speaking about, tell me. Yes, it's very easy to understand the language of bird and any animal. Srila Prabhupada says, they are singing two songs. One song is called Where is Food? Another song is called Where is Sex? That's it. Two songs. And if you switch on the radio, what you will hear? Same subject. Same subject. TV, internet, radio. Yes. Eating, mating, sleeping, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Four functions. So if a human being performs only that functions, their bodily functions, he is no better than an animal. Because even from the scientific point of view, recently I was in the University of South Florida with the students. So they asked a comparative study of science and spirituality. So even from the, we spoke that even from the scientific point of view, human being is Homo sapiens. Yeah? So that means person thinking, considering. So that means the person using his intelligence. But for eating, sleeping, mating and defending, you don't need intelligence. It's instinctively done by the body. Any animal born, he has no need to go through the schooling experience, training experience. All this is there. So therefore, we see that to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead through words, on one hand is easy, but on the other hand, you have to prove understanding the spiritual subject. Atato brahma jigyasa. a human being has to go through the training process, through the spiritual advancement process. A living being has to, human being has to go through. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, there is a shloka, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam, Pratyakshvam Dharmyam Su Sukam Kartam Avyayam. That this transcendental knowledge, the sublime knowledge, and it is the king of all knowledge. It's the secret of the secrets, Hamsa Guhya. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. It's the most confidential knowledge. Why? Because it gives you a direct perception of yourself. Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means through the knowledge, through the practice, through performing sacrifice, Sankirtan Yajna, you get the direct perception of the self, that you are the soul. Same thing like now. In a few minutes, we will be going for the breakfast. What direct perception we will experience? Prasad, food, yeah? Direct perception. You put it in your mouth and you feel the taste, yeah? And you have no doubt. Have you ever asked while during the feast, during breakfast or lunch, your neighbor nearby, have you ever asked, am I full or not? No, you get the direct perception of that you are full. You eat, and then you feel full. So you don't need to ask, am I full? I am full. I ate enough and I feel full. And if I ask, then I feel full. Because you eat and you don't have direct perception. So same thing through the spiritual practice. A devotee feels direct perception of that things are changing in my life. My perception of the world is changing. What does it mean? I see every living entity as a spirit soul. And this is called the knowledge in goodness. Because the knowledge in passion is that you see the differences of the bodies, and you see the difference of races, and you see the difference among sexes, and you see the differences in the world. And all differences for the person in the mode of passion contradicts. Yes? He sees contradiction in philosophy, he sees contradiction in the nature, nations, he sees everywhere the contradiction. But the devotee, but the Vaishnava, but the Brahmana, spiritual advanced devotee, he sees unity. Yeah, unity in diversity. Although everyone is different, but everyone is the same spirit soul by nature. Therefore, such a devotee who experiences pratyaksha, direct perception of the self, he understands the duty. He feels duty bound. Jivera svarupahoi krishnera nityadas. That I am eternal servant of the Lord. So when you understand those things, and then you can offer your prayers to the Lord, then the Lord is happy. Yeah? Why? Because your intelligence is properly situated. Otherwise, we can see in this world that people, most of the people, at least in the Western world, they are educated, they are highly literate, and they are intelligent. You can say even smart. But what's the gain? It's like using the knife for the wrong purpose. You can use the knife for the right purpose in the kitchen, but you can use the knife for the wrong purpose, killing yourself or others. So this intelligence, material intelligence, is like killing the human society. Why? Because it it's used in a wrong way. How? To excuse oneself for performing sinful activity. If I am smart enough, if I am flexible intellectually, oh, I can give any explanation, hundreds, tens of explanations of why my life is not sinful as a materialist. Oh, I'm smart, I can, any theory works. But in Shastra it is called pragya, aparad. It's the offense of the common sense. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur even said that the most uncommon thing in the modern world in those times, and we can see now, the most uncommon thing nowadays is common sense. This is what is called pragya aparad, is offense of your intelligence. You use it for the wrong purpose. You use the knife for the wrong purpose. You use the weapon, atomic energy, for the wrong purpose, for annihilation. But we see that Prajapati Daksha, born from Prachetas, had to serve the purpose of inhabiting the universe. So sure, he had to have the sexual attraction. And what we see that the Lord, indeed, Daksha received his name because he was very expert in sex life. After awarding this benediction, Lord Vishnu disappeared. So all the austerities, sannyas order, we read that Prajapati Daksha, in the beginning, he created all the demigods, demons, human beings. But when he found the population not increasing properly, he took sannyas and went to Vindhya Mountain, where he underwent severe austerities and offered Lord Vishnu a particular prayer known as Hamsa Guhya, by which Lord Vishnu became very pleased with him. And those prayers, which we read also today, we just read, is the excellent prayers to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and express your consciousness about the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we see that Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he says that if one knows that Vasudeva is the original cause of all causes, he becomes a perfect Mahatma. So on the other hand, it's so easy to practice spirituality, practice the devotional service. You just have to accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead and take responsibility performing devotional service, sadhana bhakti, and offer prayers to the Lord by which he is very pleased. But if you are not realized soul, so you're not, your prayers are called, you know how those prayers are called? Nausika Vayu. Nausika Vayu means, Nausika means a nose, and Vayu means wind. So when a person speaks unrealized truths, not a wisdom, then his talk is not better than Nausika Vayu, wind under your nose. Serves no purpose and has no value. So that's why, because Prajapati Daksha, after performing austerities, he offered prayers to the Lord, and that was the Vigyan, realized knowledge, that pleased the Lord. But if you cast Nausika Vayu, just talking, or like those birds chirping, where is sex, where is food, then it cannot be called prayer, one thing. Another thing, it will never please the Lord. So this chirping pleases only the opposite gender. Yeah, that's it. And attracts. But, therefore, we have to attentively chant the holy name of the Lord, follow regulative principles, associate with Vaishnavas to maintain our state of consciousness. Otherwise, mingling with the materialist minded persons, it's asatsanga, asatsanga tyaga. It's unfavorable, highly unfavorable. You know what? Once, two frogs, yes, frogs, were walking on the field. And they were having not Krishna katha. They had frog katha, prajalpa, gramya katha. They were talking about what mosquito they just ate for the breakfast. And they thought they are enjoying life. And walking the field, just of a sudden, they fall down into the ditch. And the ditch was dried and deep, and they couldn't get out of it. Doesn't matter how hard they strive to jump out, it didn't work. They couldn't reach the top. So they start shouting and quacking and calling for the help. And so many frogs gathered around the ditch. And they were looking down at those poor two guys. And they told them, forget it. You will never make it. You will never jump out. And those were shouting, so help us. And from the top frog said, how can we help you? No chance. It's too deep. We can't. Sorry. Just give it up. Don't bother yourselves. Die. But those frogs didn't give up. They just tried again, jumping, jumping, and jumping. And they hurt themselves, falling down again and again and again. And one frog gave up. She thought, that's it. My life is over. Let me die. There is no solution. I'm giving up. It's a pity. But this is my destiny. And one frog died. The other frog didn't give up, was jumping, and all from the top was shouting, just give it up, nothing will work for you, don't strain yourself. And the other frog was crying again and again, and the top guys were saying, just give it up, nothing will help you, just surrender unto the death. But just of a sudden, that second frog just up and jumped out. Everyone was celebrating and couldn't believe that she made it. She jumped out, and they were glorifying her and praising her, and carrying her on the hands, throwing up into the air. But they noticed at some point that frog doesn't tell anything in reply, doesn't respond to their prayers, to their glorification. And ultimately they found out that frog was dumb. She couldn't hear what those frogs from the top were telling her. And she thought that they were inspiring her. Come on, jump, try. Although they were saying, give it up, don't jump. But because she was dumb, she was thinking, oh, they are supporting me so nicely. I have to do it. I have to do it. And she jumped out. So this is the lesson for all of us, that we have to keep our ear dumb for material sound vibration. Otherwise, it will be like with the first frog. We die, we give up, we surrender to the improper object, sense gratification and death. But if we are dumb towards the material sound vibration, and material sound vibration, any talks, material talks are discouraging a devotee, isn't it? You go on the street and you will be immediately encouraged, work, earn money, get dollar, spend it, and get more, and spend more, and get more, and spend more, and get more, and spend more, and get more, and then get all the world and spend it. It's discouraging highly. But if we keep the dumb ear on the material vibration, and we regularly read Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and we have, and we value, the most valuable thing in our life is association of a Vaishnava devotees. Oh, then we are like second frog. Anything impossible becomes possible. Yeah? What Srila Prabhupada said about impossible is from the dictionary of fool. Yeah? Impossible is from the dictionary of a fool. Everything becomes possible. Yeah. So, tomorrow we'll read the next shloka. And tomorrow, okay, it's a nice purport. Do you have some questions for today, Prabhus? Okay, thank you very much. And what time is our breakfast meal here? Okay, so still we have some time for chanting. Yes? Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanandi.